大家都很热心为主耶稣广传福音。
We have been very zealous as well as very focused on preaching the gospel.
救人的灵魂是一件最重要的事情。
Because it is the utmost important thing to save souls.
下午我们还是继续请从中国来访的王清如长老为我们见证主的道。
This afternoon, we will continue to invite Elder Wang from China to testify for the Lord.
我们请王长老。
哦，哈利路亚，感谢主。
哈利路亚 ，Thank the Lord。
哦，慕道朋友，主内弟兄姐妹和同工平安。
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, and all the holy workers in the Lord, may the peace of God be with you all.
愿主耶稣赐福给大家。
May the Lord Jesus bless you abundantly.
那我下午奉耶稣名共同来学习一段圣经故事。
This afternoon, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let's all learn from a story in the Bible.
我的讲题是革尽启智，以人归主。
The topic for this afternoon is fulfill your duty to bring others to the Lord.
这一段圣经大家都很熟悉，是记载在列王记下书的五章一到十九节。
This is a Bible passage that we are all very familiar with, in recorded in 2 Kings chapter 5.
这里是记载一个亚兰国的大元帅乃曼他大麻风病得医治的故事。
This is a story of Naaman, who was the commander of Syria, and he had leprosy, but he was healed.
乃曼得到神的恩典，是因为许多人的帮助。
Naaman received the grace of God because.Through the help of others.
每个人在他蒙恩的这个经历当中都尽了他的一份责任。
Everyone in this story fulfilled their own responsibilities when it comes to the part.
这对每一个我们主内弟兄姐妹有一定的启发帮助。
So we can learn from this event and to learn the lessons.
乃曼蒙恩首先是因为以色列一个小女子的大胆见证。
First, Naaman he received grace through the testimony of a servant girl from Israel.
我们看列王记下书五章的一到五节。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the kings of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master.Because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man, a valor, but a leper. Verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Verse 3. Then she said to her mistress, If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. Verse 4.And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, Thus and thus said the girl, who is from the land of Israel. Verse 5. Then the king of Syria said, Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel.
这里记载乃曼的身份，他是亚兰国的元帅。
Here records that Naaman, he was the commander of the army of the king of Syria.
他的地位非常尊贵。
He was an honorable man.
同时他在这个国王面前是为尊为大。
And he was great and honorable before the king.
他又是一个大人的勇士。
He was also a great warrior.
尽管他很有地位，很尊贵，也很有能力，但是他却得了不治之症。
Even though he was very well respected, he was very honorable, very noble, but he had leprosy.
说明人很脆弱，人很软弱。
So we see that human beings are very weak.
他在家里有一个以色列的小女子。
And in his house, there was a young girl from Israel.
是因为他以前带兵出去跟以色列人征战的时候，这个俘虏到的。
And this young girl was captured when the Syrians went to war with the Israelites.
因为他年纪很小。就放在家里来服侍他的妻子。
And because she was young, therefore she was kept at home to serve Naaman's wife.
这个以色列的小女子，她非常的卑微，但是她很勇敢的为主做见证。
And this Israelite young girl, she was very lowly, but she was very courageous to testify for the Lord.
她看到主人这个得大麻风病非常的痛苦，她有一种怜悯心，有爱心。
When she saw that her master had leprosy and was in pain, she had compassion on him.
她就对她的祖母说啊，巴不得这个她的主人啊去见撒玛利亚的先知，就是以利沙。
So she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, and this prophet is referring to Elisha."
她必能医治她主人的病。
And for he would heal him of his leprosy.
结果她的妻子就把这个小女子的话转告给她的丈夫。
And Naaman's wife told Naaman what she had said.
因为丈夫对种这个莱曼对这种病很痛苦啊，既然有人告诉他的医治的方法，他就去告诉国王。
And because Naaman was in great suffering because of his illness, therefore when he heard that there would be a solution, he went to talk to the king.
那国王就同意他去了。
And the king agreed to let him go.
同时他带了很多的金钱和礼物，又去送给这个先知。
And he went and took with him many, a lot of wealth and gifts to give to the prophets.
还有国王，亚兰国的国王写的介绍信，介绍给以色列的国王。
And king of Syria also wrote a recommendation letter, to the king of Israel.
结果这个以色列国王看到国王这个亚兰王的介绍信，他以为他又来找机会、找借口来攻击以色列国。
And when the king of Israel saw the letter from king of Syria, he thought to himself that this king of Syria is looking for an excuse to invade the kingdom of Israel.
他就非常的惧怕，非常的担忧。结果这个以利沙先知就叫就对那个以色列王说：“你叫莱曼来找我。”
So he was very scared, and he did not know what to do. However, when Elisha heard it, he asked the king to send Naaman to him.
结果莱曼就带着很多礼物，他的随从到了撒玛利亚。
So Naaman brought a lot of gifts as well as men to Samaria.
结果这个以利沙就打发的他一个门徒出来见他，叫他到约旦河去沐浴七次。
And Elisha sent a messenger to tell Naaman to go and bath himself in the river Jordan for 7 times.
病就都可以得到医治了。结果莱曼不相信。
He told him that if you do so, then your leprosy will be healed, but Naaman did not believe.
当时莱曼很生气啊。
At that time, Naaman was very angry.
认为我地位这么尊贵。
He thought to himself that I'm such a man of high status, and I brought with me so many gifts.
还带着国王的介绍信。
And I even have a recommendation from my king.
你竟然这样的轻慢我，自己都不这个先知自己都不来见我。
But how can you look down on me such that you don't even come out to meet me yourself?
是打发一个学生出来给我讲话。
That you only send one of your messengers, one of your students.
你按道理应该出来见我，为我祷告你的神。求神医治我。
Shouldn't you have come out to meet me and pray for me to your God so that your God can heal me?
如果你到约旦河洗澡可以治病的话，那难道我们家乡没有比这个更好的河水吗？
If I can be healed by only taking a bath in the Jordan River, don't we have even better rivers back at home?
于是他气愤愤地想走了。
So he was very angry and he wanted to leave.
结果他身边有个仆人就劝他。
However, one of his servants talked to him.
我们跑了这么远的路来找先知，如果先知要求我们做一个更困难的事，我们还要去做。
The servant said that we have come such a long way to meet the prophet, and if the prophet had told us to do something even more difficult, wouldn't we have done it?
何况只叫我们到约旦河洗澡七次，这很简单的事情，我们为什么不试一试看？
Not to mention that he has only instructed us to just wash in the river Jordan. This is such a simple task. Why don't we just give it a try?
结果莱曼就听了这个仆人的劝勉，就到约旦河沐浴了七次。
So Naaman listened to his servant, and he went and washed himself in the Jordan River.
啊，结果他的病就得到完全的医治，甚至他的皮肉就好像小孩子一样。
He washed it 7 times, and then his leprosy was healed. His skin, his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child.
啊，这个时候莱曼就带着他的随从的人回到神的面前。哦，他知道，他说，他现在知道除以色列之外，普天下没有神。
So Naaman returned to the man of God, with his servants. And then he said that indeed now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel.
现在请你接受我给你的礼物。
Now therefore please take a gift from your servant.
那以利沙是指着远生的神启示，我坚决不接受你的礼物。
But Elisha said that as the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing.
那为什么不接受呢？
Why did he refuse to receive?
如果他接受，说明神的救恩可以用钱来买。
Because if he had received the gift, then it shows that the grace of God can be purchased with wealth.
富足的人、有地位的人可以得到救恩，那贫穷的人就没有希望了。
Which means that those who are wealthy, those who are noble, can receive salvation, but those who are poor cannot.
好，这个时候莱曼看见这个以利沙坚决不接受，那就要求那里送我一些撒玛利亚的土，我要带回去。
So when Naaman saw that Elisha refused to take the gift, then he requested Elisha to give him some soil from Samaria so that he can bring them back.
他说：“从今以后，我不再将燔祭和平安祭献给其他的神，我只献给我们至高的耶和华神。”
Because he said that from now on, I will neither give burnt offering nor any other sacrifice to other gods but to the Lord.
同时还求以利沙，你向求你向神祷告，求神饶恕我以前的这个拜偶像的过错。
And at the same time, he asked Elisha to ask the Lord to pray to the Lord to forgive any sins that he has committed by worshiping idols in the past.
啊，结果莱曼就平平安安的回去。
So Naaman returned home in peace.
这一段圣经告诉我们，莱曼。这个病得医治，得到神的恩典，是经过许多人的帮助，才使他才得到这样的恩典。
From this passage, it tells us that the reason why Naaman received the grace of God, it was because he had help from several people.
首先，这是一个以色列小女子的大胆见证。
First, it was the courageous testimony of this young girl from Israel.
这个小女子哈，她是以色列人，这个时候是被掳到异国他乡。
This girl, this young girl, she was an Israelite, and she was a captive in the foreign land.
虽然这个时候她在异国他乡，但是她没有忘记自己是神选民的身份。
Even though she was in a foreign land, but she did not forget her own status as a people of God.
他不但持守自己尊贵的身份，他还敢于大胆为神做见证。
He not only held on to his precious status, he also courageously testified for God.
他不因为自己身份的卑微，不因自己的小而软弱。
She did not become weak because of her lowly status or because of her youth.
敢于大胆做见证。
She was very courageous to give a testimony.
我曾经看到这段圣经说，是使我最受感动的是一个小对好几个大。
For when I was reading this passage, I was truly touched here in this story how a small, something so small against so many things so big.
她是个年纪很小的女孩子。
She was a very young girl.
在以色列的传统里面，女人人家是很看不起的哈。卑微，在以色列的人里面，女人的地位比较卑微。
In the tradition of Israel, women held a lower status in the society.
同时，她又是个小女孩。
At the same time, she was also a young girl.
但是她面对的引导的对象是一个亚兰国的大元帅。
However, the target of her witness was a great commander of Syria.
是一个在亚兰国为尊为大的人。
That he was a person who is very honorable and great in Syria.
他又是个大人的勇士。
He was also a mighty man of valor.
但是沾了大麻风。
But he had leprosy.
一个小，你对好几个大。
So we see that someone so small coming to face with something so great.
所以我们不要看不起我们自己，我们好像都很卑微。
So we should not look down on ourselves, even though we may seem very lowly.
我们都很软弱。
We may seem very weak.
当神使用的人不一定是个很有地位、很刚强、很有智慧、很尊贵的人。
However, God does not necessarily only use someone who is very capable, who is great, who is very honorable.
好像那些当时主耶稣的门徒啊。
Just like the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
在使徒行传第四章记载，那些人都是被当时那个以色列人、犹太人看不起的一个没有学问的小民。
In Acts chapter 4 describes that these disciples, they were uneducated men who were despised by others.
但是他们竟然依靠圣灵的力，能够为主做了大事。
However, by relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to do great things for the Lord.
这个以色列小女子值得我们学习的，这个小女子很有信心。
And we see that this young girl from Israel,She had faith, and that is something we need to learn.
她说她相信先知一定会治好她的大麻风。
She believed that the prophet will for sure heal her master's leprosy.
她没有顾虑哦，她没有担心说，如果她没有办法得医治回来，她可能会受到惩罚，会遭殃啊。
She did not have any other worry. She did not worry the fact that if her master is not healed, when he go and see the prophet, and when he returns, she would be punished.
说明这个小女子很有信心。
So this shows that this young girl had a lot of faith.
所以她敢于大胆为主做见证。
So she was bold, very bold to bear witness for God.
她也很有爱心。
She also had great love.
她没有因为有狭隘的一种民族观念。认为你把我抓来了，我就恨你，恨不得你吃苦头啊！
She did not hate her master just because she was being captured and was a servant, and she did not have any hatred towards people who captured her.
她很怜悯同情主人受那个大麻风病折磨的痛苦。
She had mercy and she had compassion on her master who was suffering from his illness.
所以希望他的主人能够得到神的医治。
So she wanted her master to be healed.
这也是值得我们学习跟效法的。
This is also something that we can learn and imitate.
我们很多我们大陆来的弟兄姐妹，我们也是来到异国他乡。
Many of our brothers and sisters from China, we have also come to a foreign land.
也许我们也很软弱卑微。
Perhaps we are also very weak.
我们中国人以前是被称为东亚病夫啊，是个被人看不起的民族啊。
In the past, the people used to look down on Chinese people.
但既然民主拣选把王与圣灵教会这个降在我们中国大陆，建立起真耶稣教会来。
However, by the mercy of God, by the choosing of God, He allowed the latter rain of the Holy Spirit to descend in China to establish His church.
现在竟然传到五大洲的六十个国家和地区。
And now the gospel has been preached to all five continents and has been preached to more than 60 countries.
所以我们自己得到了神的救恩，我们也应该去传扬，为主做见证。
So we have received the grace of God ourselves. Therefore, we also need to preach the gospel to bear witness for the Lord.
不要认为这个是跟我不同民族，我不管你哦。
We should not feel that.The people here have nothing to do with me, so I don't need to care for you.
圣经要求我们要凡事凭着爱心而做。
The Bible wants us to do all things in love.
我们看耶利米书二十九章的第七节。
Please refer to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7.
我们看耶利米书的二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29,
第七节。
Verse 7.Verse 7, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace.
这里神要求这个他的选民，无论你们被掳到什么地方，都要为内神求平安。
Here God had a request for his chosen people that no matter where you go, where you have been captured to, you should pray for peace.
因为那个城如果得了平安，你们也就得了平安。
Because if peace is where if there is peace in the place where you live, you will also have peace.
所以你们尽管来到加拿大，我们作为神的选民，也应该为这个国家祷告。
And since you have come to Canada as chosen people of God, we should also pray for this country.
希望这个国家平安。
So that we can there is peace in this country.
我们也得到平安。
And then we can also have peace.
也希望这些异国他乡这个未族的人也跟我们同得这福音的好处。
We also hope that the people living in this country can also receive the same gospel, same salvation as we have.
我们不可看见他们不认识神，我们不能见死不救啊。
That when we see that they do not know God, we should not just stand on the side and watch.
所以说我们教会应该无论谁都有传福音的责任。
So in our church,No matter who it is, there is a responsibility to preach the gospel.
包括一个小孩子哈。
Including a young child.
我们那边教会很多大人信主是因为小孩子的引导。
Back at home, in our church, many people came to believe, many adults came to believe because of their children.
因为我们教会里面有宗教教育啊，所以说那些小孩子也会在学校里面向他的小朋友做见证。
Because we have religious class education classes in the church, so a lot of our students bring their fellow friends from school to church.
也会带小朋友来教会参加我们的宗教教育。
They also bring other children to come and attend religious education classes.
很多小孩子看见我们宗教教育，那些小朋友很热闹，结果就自己。父母没有信，但是他们安心的会跑来我们参加宗教教育。
We see many children when they see that our children are very happy at church and it's very lively. So even though their parents did not bring them, they would come themselves.
结果母亲来找他，要他们回去，他们就不回去。
And when their parents come to look for them, wanting them to go home, they actually didn't want to go home.
那我们那些教会一些弟兄姐妹就趁机引导他的母亲。
So other brothers and sisters in church took the opportunity and preached to the parent.
结果他的母亲信主以后，就把丈夫也拉来了。
So after the wife came to believe first, she then went home and also brought her husband.
好像我邻居就有一户是拜偶像的。
My neighbor used to be idol worshippers.
首先是他的孩子来参加我们教会的宗教教育。
In the beginning was the children, was a child coming to our church to attend religious education classes.
跟我们教会的小朋友玩得非常好，他母亲怎么拉他回去，他都不愿意啊。
And because she had this child had a good time in church, therefore he didn't want to go home.
后来他母亲也信了。
And then the mother came to believe.
最后他父亲也信了。
And then at the end, the father came to believe.
现在全家都移民到香港去，全家都非常热心爱主。
Now the whole family has moved to Hong Kong, and they have become very zealous Christians.
大家都知道我们日本那个墨田的那个木下仙义执事，大家很多人都认识。
There is a deacon,
木下仙义。
木下仙。
他原来是姓林仙义执事。
There was a deacon in Mo Tian Church.
他的父亲原来也是拜偶像的。
And originally, his father was also an idol worshipper.
因为他父亲是打石头的工人啊，因为砸石头很危险，所以他非常认真拜偶像。
And because his father was a stone worker, and it is a very dangerous occupation. Therefore, he was a very devout idol worshipper.
但是这个仙义呢？他小时候刚刚十岁左右，因为他的家每天放学有路过我们那个聚会点那个小巷子啊。
However, this deacon, this brother, when he was a small boy, because every day when he goes home from school, he had to pass by our church.
那个当时聚会人数也不多，才二三十个人。
At that time, the church only had about 20 or 30 people.Gathering to worship.
他听到我们教会唱诗的声音很好听啊，他就跑进来。
And he heard, when he passed by the church and he heard people singing hymns, he thought it was very wonderful. Therefore, he came in to take a look.
所以经常晚上来我们教会参加聚会。
So he would regularly come to our church to attend our services.
有一天晚上， 他在聚会的时候看见天使。
One night during the service, he saw a vision of an angel.
我当时特意去找他，你看见天使到底是怎么样子的
？So at that time, I specifically went to talk to him and ask him, "What did you see?"
他说我那天晚上聚会我迟到。
He told me that that evening service I was late.
他看见一个穿白衣服的人也坐在那边聚会。
But I saw a person dressed in white.He was also sitting there attending services.
他以为教会是来的什么客人，他原来不在意哦。
He originally did not pay much attention to it because he thought that it was just a guest.
后来那个聚会结束，那个讲道的老弟兄说：“现在大家一起跪下祷告。”
But at the end of the service, the elderly brother leading the service told everyone that now let us all kneel down to pray.
他在后面也跪下祷告。
And he, sitting at the back, he also kneeled down to pray.
他看见大家都跪下祷告，他说：“看见这个白衣服的人。”站起来是走到讲台前面去。
And he saw that everybody was kneeling to pray, but this person in white, he actually stood up and went to the front.
他还以为是一个传道人，又到讲台前面为大家祝福啊。
Originally, he thought that this was a preacher who was going to the front to bless everybody.
他就眼睛也闭下祷告。
So he closed his eye and continued to pray.
但是他祷告完，眼睛睁开，这个人没看不见。
But afterwards, after the prayer, he opened his eyes.And there was this man was nowhere to be found.
他就问大家，刚才一个穿白衣服的人是哪里来的
？So he asked around that where is this person who was dressed in white?
但是没有，我们从来没有看见什么有白衣服的客人，没有的。
And people told him that what are you talking about? We haven't seen anybody dressed in white.
所以他才我们才知道天使跟我们同在。
So we knew that it was the angel.
后来他就更加热心。
And later on, he became even more fervent.
要引导他的父亲跟母亲。
He wanted to bring his father and his mother to church.
但是他的父亲很硬心不信啊。
But his father was a very stubborn man. He did not want to believe.
后来他用什么办法？因为每个月的初一还有十五，他家里都要祭偶像哦。
Because
砸石头很危险。
Every month on the first and the 15th day of the month, they would have idol worshiping ceremonies at home because that's how they worship idols.
所以每当家里他父亲买东西祭偶像的时候，你这些祭偶像东西没有吃完，他就不吃饭。
Every time when they were worshiping idol with food and items, his father would tell him that if you don't eat these things sacrificed to idols, then you would not have any food.
他就坚决禁食，怎么吃都不吃。
But then he insisted on not eating anything.
结果父母亲给他搞得无可奈何了。
And the parents couldn't do anything to him.
最后他母亲就跟他父亲讲啊，我们做一个大人哦，我们买一些好东西也是希望让小孩子吃啊。如果小孩子不吃，我们大人吃有什么意义啊？
So the mother said to the father that as adults, as parents, we buy good things so that our kids can have them and eat them. So if they don't eat them, what's the point of us eating?
那我们还是跟这个小孩子去信主吧。
So why don't we just go to church and with this kid?
最后他父亲也同意了，全家归主了。
So at the end, the father also agreed to come to church, and at the end, he also believed.
他的母亲一信主就非常有爱心。就把这个接待的工作把承担下来了。
And after the mother came to believe, she was very loving. She actually took up the work of welcoming guests.
后来他家庭蒙恩又盖一栋房子，他父亲就许愿如果这个房子盖成，我要把大厅拿出来给教会使用。
And they received a lot of grace from God, and they were able to build a house.And the father made a vow saying that if the house can be successfully, smoothly constructed, then I will offer up the hall to be used by the church.
后来我们果然把房子盖完，我们把教会就移到他家里去聚会。
So indeed, after the building was constructed, the church actually moved to his house.
在他家里这个聚会了好多年以后，他全家蒙恩就移民到日本去。
And we had services at this in their house for many years. And later on, God continued to guide them, and they immigrated to Japan.
他到日本以后，他就在自己的小餐厅里面开始家庭聚会。
And while in Japan, he started to have people over for services in the family restaurants that they own.
就吸引了很多我们在 在日本的福清的弟兄姐妹到他家里去聚会。
So many of our brothers and sisters from Fuqing, who were in Japan, actually was able to go to worship because of this.
啊，促使了这个日本教会的不断兴旺发展。
And then that continued to develop, to help with the development of our church work in Japan.
哦，所以说我们每个归路组的弟兄姐妹，我们不要有自卑感，不要认为我没有什么能力哦。
So
只要我们能够有信心。有爱心，大胆为主做见证。
So every one of us who have believed in the Lord, we should not look down on ourselves. As long as we have faith, we are courageous to testify for the Lord.
啊，主一定会带领，主一定会同工。
The Lord will guide and the Lord will work with us.
哦，所以说我们教会很多地方都是借着一个人，以后教会兴旺发展起来的。
So we see many places in many of our churches.The church holy work all started from a single believer.
啊，莱曼蒙恩的第二个人就是莱曼的妻子。
And the second people that helped Naaman to receive grace from God was his wife.
他听到这个小女子的见证以后，他马上就相信，就转告他的丈夫。
After she heard the witness of servant girl, she immediately passed down the message to her husband.
同时鼓励她的丈夫，就听这个小女子的话，去撒玛利亚去找先知。
At the same time, she encouraged her husband to listen to the words of the young girl and to go to Israel.
说明这个莱曼的妻子啊，在她丈夫心目中很有影响力啊。
So we can see that Naaman's wife had great influence in his life.
啊，不然如果这个女人没有影响力，有的男人啊，就根本不听女人的话。
Because if a woman has no influence on her husband, her husband would not have listened to her.
哦，所以女人如何感化丈夫得到主的恩典呢？这个女人与家里的影响力很关键。
So how can a woman influence her husband so that he can receive grace? This is a key in the family.
啊，首先我们做一个我们家里的人哈，我们家里如果丈夫还没有归主的话，我们一定要为他们祷告。要关心他们的信仰。
First of all, in our family, if our husband, our spouse has yet to believe in Jesus, we have to pray for him, pray for her, and care for their faith.
啊，提摩太前书说，我们如果不关心家里人，比外邦人更不好。
In First Timothy, it says that if we do not even care for our own family members, it is even worse than unbelievers.
但是我们很多人都亏欠在哪里？在肉体上很关心自己的家人，但是灵性上关心不够。
But where do we usually lack? Usually we care a lot physically for our family members. However, spiritually we do not care enough.
很多姐妹都希望给丈夫提供最好的这个营养，最好的这个生活条件，或跟自己的孩子哈，提供他最好的学习条件、生活条件。
Many of our sisters, they all want to provide the best.Living condition, best things for her husband or for her children.
啊，但对他们的一种信仰，有的关怀就显得不够。
But sometimes, they do not show enough cares towards their faith.
哦，所以我们应该关心他们的肉体，这是正确的。我们更重要的要关心他们的灵命。
So it is right that we care for their physical life, but more importantly, we need to care for their spiritual life.
啊，多多为他们祷告。
We have to pray for them often.
啊，同时在他们面前不断的去，去把我们教会的一些美好的见证，啊，向他们来做见证。
At the same time, we need to share all the wonderful testimonies we have in our church to them.
啊，同时应该用我们美好的品德去感化自己的家人。
Also, we should be virtuous so that they can be touched by our good character.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's refer to 1 Peter.
彼得前书三章的一到二节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
彼得前书三章一到二节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be warned by the conduct of their wives. Verse 2.When they observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by fear.
哦，这里告诉我们，我们这个做个妻子，感化丈夫最重要的方法，就是用顺服自己的丈夫。
So here it tells us that how a wife can move her husband to believe it is to be submissive.
还有良好的品德。
And to have good conduct.
啊，敬畏神的心。
啊，to fear God.
还有他贞洁的行为。
And they can have a very pure and good conduct.
啊，这是感化丈夫的最好的办法。
So this is the best way to move her husband.
哦。还有这个莱曼蒙恩第三个人使他蒙恩就是一个仆人及时的劝勉
and the third person that allowed that caused the Naaman to receive grace was another servant of his who very timely said some things to him
但当先知告诉他又到约旦河沐浴其次的时候这个莱曼不能理解
When the prophet first instructed Naaman to go to River Jordan to wash seven times, in the beginning he could not understand this.
但是这个仆人看见主人这样的一种态度，他马上及时给他劝勉。
But when the servant saw this, he immediately tried to encourage the master.
啊，所以在圣经箴言书十五章说，话和其实何等美好。
So in the book of Proverbs, it says that when the word that is said in a timely manner, it is very beautiful.
所以我们每当主内弟兄姐妹软弱的时候，我们每个人要及时的给他安慰劝勉，这是非常重要的工作。
So when our brothers and sisters have become weak, we need to encourage them with words in a timely manner. This is also very important.
也是我们每个人当尽的本分。
This is also our responsibility.
我们在教会这属灵的道路上，应该我们有很多的属灵的同伴。
That in the spiritual journey in church, we should have many spiritual companions.
我们经常在一起祷告，在一起查经，一起来参加聚会。
We often pray together, study the Bible together, and attend services together.
我们每个人也许都有一些软弱啊，这个困惑的时候。
Sometimes may become weak or may become confused.
我们要及时的去安慰，给他劝勉。
But when we see people are going through rough times, we have to very timely go and encourage them.
我们有忧虑的时候，也可以找属灵的同伴，我们来倾吐啊，那使我们来使我们能够，因为我们跟一个同伴。这个我们诉说我们的忧愁的时候，其实他们也会帮我们分担。
And when we have sorrow in our heart, we can also seek out our spiritual companions, and they can also help us.
圣灵也会感动他们，及时的给我们这个安慰或者勉励帮助。
Because the Holy Spirit will also move them so that they can provide timely help to us.
使我们有能力奔跑。继续奔跑前面的道路
so that we can all continue our journey in front of us.
那买那蒙恩还有个非常重要的因素，就是以利沙先知告诉他蒙恩的方法。
And another very important factor to Naaman receiving healing was that Elisha told him how to be healed.
就是到约旦河沐浴几次。
That is to go wash in the Jordan River seven times.
但是这个莱曼当时不理解，他认为借着水来治病。
Naaman could not understand in the beginning. He didn't understand how you can be healed by washing.
那我大马色的河水岂不比约旦河更好
？That the sickness can be healed by water, don't we have better water in Damascus?
其实不是水来治病，是神的能力来治病。
But in fact, it was not the water that healed him. It was the power of God.
因为先知就传达神的话语。
Because the prophet delivered the message of God.
在路加福音第一章说，出于神的话语，没有一句不带着能力。
In Luke chapter 1, it says that the word of God, not one of them is without power.
神的话语就是带着能力。
The word of God carries power.
他所有就有，立立就立。
He said, he speaks and there is, he said yes and things are done.
你看创造天地万物，只不过借着神的几句话。
That we can see that the whole universe was created through the word of God.
所以说，先知圣灵感动他，叫他去 这个沐浴其次，这就是神的旨意。在我们顺服神的旨意，一定神的能力会领导我们。
So when the prophet told him to go and wash seven times, this was the out of the mouth of God. So if we can submit to the word of God, then we will receive grace.
所以主耶稣说，信而受洗必然得救。
So the Lord Jesus said that those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
有的外邦人就不理解，我们引导他的时候，他说：“你去河里泡一下。”你最初的算命，我无法相信。
Some people cannot understand this. They say that, how can we believe that just by dipping in the water, then we can be saved?
他认为水来洗罪，我们是靠神的能力，靠神的真理，我们顺服神的旨意，神的能力就能够临到我们身上。
Because to them, they feel that it is the water that can wash, that can do things. But however, we know that it is through the power of God. When we obey, when we submit to the will of God, God's power will come upon us.
这就是神的救恩，我们胜利的奥秘性。
So this is the mystery of God's salvation.
因为这个神的话语，我们这个胜利是带着属灵的功效。
Because of the word of God, by the word of God, our sacraments carries effectiveness.
先知指示就是我们做个神的仆人，我们教会很多神的仆人，他借着这个讲道或者我们培训，把这个得救的真理告诉我们。
So we see that here the prophet, also in our church, many workers of God, through speaking the word of God, they pass down the message to us.
这是真理，这是神的工作，我们要顺服，又去遵行。
And this is the truth. This is the work of God. We must obey.
同时叫他要沐浴七次啊。
And the prophet told him to wash seven times.
圣经不是说你洗一次它干净一点，洗第二次再洁净一点，不是的，一直到第七次才得到完全的洁净。
The Bible did not describe that after the first time he was cleansed a little bit, the second time a little bit more. No, it was not like that. It was only after the seventh time he was completely healed.
这就告诉我们，我们对神的旨意，我们有完全的顺服，
this,
完全的顺服，我们就能够得到。
This tells us that.We need to completely submit to the word of God, then we can receive it.
这沐浴七次也是说我们要得到神全备的福音，才能够得到永生的盼望。
Wash ourselves seven times also means that we need to receive the complete gospel of God in order to have a full hope.
我们看哥罗西书一章的二十五节。
Let's refer to Colossians chapter 1 verse 25.
一章二十五节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25
二十五节到二十六节
Verses 25 and 26 Verse 25 Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God 26 The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations but now has been revealed to his saints
好，我们再看二十八节。
Verse 28, Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
使徒保罗说他得到神给他的职分，做了神的仆人。
Here Paul said that he has received the stewardship from God to become a servant.
要把神的道理传得全备
，so that he can preach.The word of God completely.
这全备的福音是神隐藏的奥秘。
And this complete word of God is the mystery.
他要把这个道理传得全备，才能够把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。
And in order to bring people perfect to Christ Jesus, he has to fulfill the word of God.
道理传得全备，才能够把人引到神的面前。
If the word can be preached completely.And fulfill completely, then people can be brought to God.
传的不全备，只能引到半路了。
If it is not complete, then the people can only be brought halfway.
如果把道理传错了，就把人带到地狱里面去。
And if the word has been preached incorrectly, then people will be brought to hell.
我们真教会所传的就是全备的福音。
The true church preaches the complete gospel.
我们能够听到这个福音，我们耳朵有福气的。
We have heard this gospel, so we are truly blessed.
所以我们每个 这个主内弟兄姐妹和工人啊，神的仆人，我们都要尽力来竭力传扬这纯美的福音。
So every one of us, we are workers of God. We have to diligently preach the gospel of God.
抓住机会，就像保罗所说，无论得时不得时，他都要传福音、传道。
We have to take hold of every opportunity, whether in season or out of season.
你看主耶稣在约翰福音第四章，他中午在那边休息的时候，引导了那个在井边打水的女人。
We see in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus, he was taking a break at noon. However, he was able to preach his gospel to the woman who was sitting by the well.
结果这个女人就去做见证，是撒玛利亚城的人，很多的人相信耶稣。
And this woman then went into the city of Samaria to give to testify, and then brought many more to come to believe.
保罗甚至在监狱里面都要引导那个禁主一家人归主。
And we see even Paul, when he was in prison, was able to bring the jailer to come to believe.
所以这先知要告诉蒙恩得救的方法，这也是非常重要的。
So we see it is very important for the prophet to tell Naaman on how to be healed.
但是乃曼为什么能够得这个门道，得到神的恩典呢？
But why was Naaman ultimately able to receive God's grace?
首先我感觉他这个蒙恩条件，首先他这个人比较谦卑。
First of all, I feel that this Naaman was more humble.
谦卑表现在哪里？表现他愿意听这个小女子的话。
His humbleness is shown by the fact that he was willing to listen to the word of a young girl.
愿意听他妻子的话。
He was willing to listen to the word of his wife.
愿意听仆人的劝勉。
He was willing to listen to his servant.
这三个人都是很卑微的人，但是他没有轻刚。
These three people, they were all lowly in status, but he did not despise them.
所以圣经要求我们不要自以为有智慧。
So the Bible tells us that we should not, consider ourselves wise.
主耶稣说，神的旨意是向聪明通达的人隐藏。
The Lord Jesus said that the will of God is hidden from those who are wise and smart.
向婴孩才显明出来。
But it is revealed to the babes.
婴孩就是卑微软弱的人，谦卑的人，顺服的人。
The babies are referring to those who are humble in heart, those who are willing to submit.
容易得到神的恩典。
They can receive the grace of God more easily.
同时莱曼他也有信心，同时也很顺服。
We see that Naaman also had faith and he was willing to submit.
他洗澡洗七次，他没有说洗一次看一看。哎，有没有好一点？第二次再看有没有好一点？他没有，七次就七次。
He went to wash for seven times. He did not wash once and then see whether he was healed. Second time, then see what happened. No, he just washed seven times.
他到了第七次才得到医治。
And after the seventh time, he was healed.
说明他很顺服，也很有信心。
It shows that he was very submissive and he had faith.
他们也试探主，哎呀，洗了六次还是这样子，那我干脆不洗了。最后一次没洗，也许就得不到恩典了。
He did not stop after six times, thinking that I have washed six times and nothing happens, therefore I will not go and wash again.
所以我们对神的旨意、对真理，我们有完全的顺服、完全的相信。
So towards the will of God, towards the truth of God, we have to completely believe and obey.
那我们一定会得到神的恩典。
Then we will receive the grace of God.
所以我们每个归入主的弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都不可空手见主啊。
So every brothers and sisters who have come to the Lord, we should not come empty-handed.
我们都要竭力的为主做见证，引人一起来与我们同得这福音的好处。
We should diligently bear witness for the Lord Jesus and bring people to the Lord.
我们在加拿大，我们教会信徒还很少。
If we look at the churches in Canada, we see that we still have very few members here.
只要大家愿意为主，每个人为主来传福音，那这个教会的增长就是几何级数的增长。
If every one of us can diligently preach the gospel for the Lord, then we can grow very exponentially.
那我也为我们福清教会我做一个见证。
I also share with you a testimony from the church in Fuqing.
当时我们福清的城关教会哈，在70年代大概5、76年开始聚会，不到10个人开始恢复聚会。
In the 城关 Church in Fuqing, in the 1970s, when we first started service, there were about 10 people.
啊，只在一个小房间里面聚会。
We gathered in a small room.
后来人越来越多，小房间。如拉不下，我们就移到大厅上聚会。
And gradually, more and more people came, and the small room could not fit us, so we moved to a bigger hall.
当时在大厅聚会的时候，如果100个人就把他整个家都挤得满满，我们已经感觉很满足了哈。
And in the bigger, when we have services in this bigger hall, when we have about 100 people, it would be very crowded, and we were very satisfied.
啊，结果当时80年代初，政府就邀请我们。要搬到大教堂去聚会。
But in the 1980s, the government asked us to move to a chapel to have service.
当时我们没有会堂，这个借用其他教会的教堂，安心的借给我们聚会。
At that time, we did not have a church building, so we had to borrow a church building from another church to use on Sabbath.
那个教堂很大，可以容纳1000人啊。
And that was a very big church building. It could accommodate for more than 1,000 people.
我们100个弟兄姐妹移到哪里去？坐在中间一点点哈。
So we only had about 100 in number. So when we moved to this big church, we only sat in the middle, and it seems very few people.
我在这上面讲到很不好意思哦，怎么一点点哈？
And when I was speaking on the pulpit to lead the sermon, I was a little bit embarrassed because it seems that we only have very few people.
结果卫教会一个传道人笑我们：“你是真的，真的还这么少。
”So, a pastor from the church actually laughed at us, saying that you claim to be true, but how come you have so few in number?
那怎么办呢？我们当时那个城关负责人叫善良。我们一定要发展教会。
So what do we do? The church board members had a discussion, and they were determined to grow the church.
有一天安心的聚会完了，那个负责人出来，我们现在向大家提出个要求，大家能不能做到？
And after a Sabbath service, one of the board members stood in the front and challenged the believer, saying that here's the challenge. Can you do it?
从现在开始，每一个主内弟兄姐妹每年每个人引导一个人归主，大家有没有决心？
From this moment onward, every one of our brothers and sisters, if every one of us can bring one person to the Lord every year, can you be determined to do this?
有决心的人请大家举手。
If you have this determination, please raise your hand.
全部弟兄姐妹都举手。
And all the brothers and sisters raised their hands.
一年才引导一个人，这没有困难，一点困难都没有。
That you only bring one person to believe a year, this is not hard.
结果从那个时候起，那个教会就不断的增长。
So starting from that moment onward, the church continued to grow very quickly.
我每次到那个教堂安息日聚会的时候，都有慕道者来。找我们沟通或者要求祷告。
Every time when I go to that church to help, I see a true seeking friends coming to the service and wanting us to pray.
啊，从此这个教会就不断的兴旺发展。
So the church started to grow very quickly.
没几年就把那个教堂给它坐满了。
And not a few years later, they completely filled the chapel.
那个卫教会很多虔诚的信徒也归入我们真教会。
And many of the church, the believers from other churches also came to believe in.
结果就把我们赶出去，不借我们用了啊。
And then,
而且我们坐满了，他自己不好意思了啊。
And then, our church was actually, driven out, and they would not, no longer allow us to borrow the chapel.
那我们自己也有，那个时候信徒多，我们自己也有能力盖教堂了。
So at that time, because there were more in numbers.Therefore, the church also had the ability to build a chapel.
结果这个教会就不断的分社，好，不断的分社出去。
So this church continued to branch out to different churches.
我们福清城关教会已经分社出九个教会。
The 城关 church in Fuqing has already branched out 9 different churches.
现在在城关聚会的信徒登记还有2200多人。
And now, the registered members in 城关 church are about 2,200 people.
我们准备再分成两个教会。
And we are in the process of branching out two more churches.
所以我们只要每个我们主内弟兄姐妹尽心竭力的学习这个以色列的小女子。
So if every one of us can diligently imitate this young girl from Israel,
我们为主做见证。
Let us bear testimony, bear witness for the Lord Jesus.
我们加拿大教会一定会借助我们更加的兴旺发展。
Then the church in Canada, through us, through our labor, can grow quickly.
我到意大利去哦。
When I went to Italy.
啊，当时也是很多我们大陆的弟兄姐妹在那边。
We also have many believers from mainland China there.
我说希望你们每个人都努力为主做工。
I told them that I hope you can all diligently work for the Lord.
啊，将来我们写教会历史的时候，里面每个人都有可能是意大利教会的主祭骨人。
So that in the future, when we tell the history of the church, you can be mentioned as one of the first believers in the church in Italy.
啊，感谢主，愿主耶稣将恩赐智慧加给大家。
Thank the Lord, may the Lord bless you with grace and gifts.
哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord Jesus.
听了长老的勉励。
We have heard the encouragement from the elder.
心里都很激动。
We are all very moved.
很想现在就拿传单就出去发了。
We all want to just take a pamphlet and just give it out right away.
一年一个人，一年才带一个人，应该不是很难。
It should not be very difficult for.A person to bring someone to church, to bring one person to church a year.
像你去做生意的，一个人才接一年才接一个单子，怎么会多
？Just that if you do business, if you only take one order a year, that is very few.
你卖车子的，一年才卖一台，怎么会多
？If you are a car salesman, if you only sell one car a year, that is very few.
新主，我们有那么多认识的朋友。
We have so many friends.
只要我们开口，只要我们祷告。
As long as we can open our mouth, as long as we can pray.
一年带一个。
Every one of us bring one person to church.
从今天开始，四月的最后一天。
Starting from today, today is the last day of April.
2016年四月的最后一天。
The last day of April 2016.
每天为这个事祷告。
If you pray for this every day.
每天有机会就传。
And if you preach whenever you have the opportunity.
明年四月三十一号记住这一天。
Then, April 30th next year.
所以说要向你问你拿。
Then when the Lord Jesus asks you,
你一定拿得出来。
To show your result, then you can show your result.
主的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
以色列的小女子都可以了。
The young girl in Israel could do it.
更何况我们今天比她的条件好太多了。
Not to mention that every one of us, we are in a much better place than she was.
我们多伦多教会也买了一块地要盖第二个教堂。
We have already purchased the land and.Are in the process of trying to build a chapel.
西区也分设了教会。
We are also trying to branch out to a church in the West End.
但是我们的人数还是很少。
But we are still very few in numbers.
一定要努力，大家同心。
We have to be diligent and we have to work in unity.
所以说就会把得救的人嫁给我们。
Then the Lord Jesus will add to our numbers.
来唱诗281首。
Let's sing hymn 281.